Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, best-selling author of the books One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. I'm a relationship coach, a public speaker, and I'm the mom of two of the most kick-ass teenage boys around. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit slice of reality for anyone curious about what it looks like to get divorced. On Doing Divorce Right, we'll give you the tools you'll need to navigate your relationships, whether you're contemplating divorce or have already signed the papers. We'll figure it out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Divorce Right podcast. Hey guys, let me tell you about Worthy. Worthy has helped thousands of people, and especially women, turn jewelry from their past into an investment for their future. They have a rich community, blog, and podcast to help everyone be a little savvier and find some inspiration. After all, life is about the moments and the people, not about the things that may weigh it down. Worthy.com, it's an online auction house for diamonds, diamond jewelry, and luxury watches. Sell the jewelry you no longer want or need for more with their full service solution. With Worthy, you get complimentary shipping and insurance, a third-party objective gemological grading report, HD photography, and beauty shots, auction to a professional vetted buyers nationwide. Just send them your jewelry, set your reserve, and watch the offers roll in. I know I'm going to do this because guess what? To be honest, my engagement ring from my wedding is still sitting in a box in my bedroom. Ugh, gotta get rid of that thing. It's got bad juju. I'm on my way to Worthy.com. The best thing to do is get rid of that thing and start a new, fresh life. Worthy.com. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Doing Divorce Right or Avoiding It Altogether. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz. I'm your host every Tuesday, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is October. Welcome to October, my favorite month of the year. Why? Because it's my birthday. And actually, this is my birthday episode of Doing Divorce Right. It's October, I think it's October the 8th or something like that. It's Tuesday and October the 2nd Tuesday. And my birthday is this weekend coming up. And I decided that I was going to do a birthday podcast, a solo episode, because this is my birthday present to you all. It's funny, every year on my birthday, I like to give presents to my kids and to my family because I feel like it's not only my birthday, but I feel like I should celebrate everybody. So I decided this year on Doing Divorce Right that I was going to give a birthday present to everybody, all my listeners. And so happy birthday to you all. My birthday is Saturday, October 12th. It is actually Columbus Day. And actually, I don't know if it is actually falls on this, you know, this year, if it falls this day this year, but actually Columbus Day is October 12th. Happy birthday to everybody. This is my gift to you. And it's a gift of awareness. It's an awareness gift. It's an awareness for everybody. Everyone to be aware of your body and to take a deep look at yourselves. And I'm going to share with you in a minute why it's a little health awareness present for you. And I'm going to give you a little secret that I've been carrying around. I don't know if anyone is, probably people already know when people have read my blog that I posted recently about something that's going on in my life. I'm going to share with you and my listeners. But first I want to say thank you to a bunch of people. If anyone has been listening to the podcast the last couple of weeks, you will know that, and obviously this podcast in the beginning, you probably heard, I have a sponsor. And I want to say thank you to Worthy, which is the most amazing sponsor ever. If you guys go to Worthy, worthy.com, you can hear what it's all about at the beginning of the podcast. And sometimes in the middle of the podcast, you'll hear a little advertisement about Worthy. So shout out to Worthy right now. Again, thank you for being a sponsor lately. And I love y'all. You have a podcast that's amazing. Jennifer Butler is the host of that podcast. She's amazing. She's been on the show. Actually, I think she's coming up next week. You guys will hear all about her. Worthy, amazing. They're amazing. And so thank you. Thank you, Worthy. Anyway, back to my birthday, which is just so selfishly all about me. And so I'm going to share something with you guys, and happy birthday to you. And I'll share something with you. But first, another thing that's exciting this weekend on my birthday, this birthday weekend, I'm a little bit hyped up and excited, is the She Podcast Live event that I've been talking about and speaking about for the past, I don't know, 6 months, ever since they asked me to be a speaker on a panel. It's coming up this weekend. It's my birthday weekend. I'm going to be in Atlanta, which is just like the coolest thing ever for the She Podcast Live event. It's their first podcasting event that they're doing, She Podcast. It's an all-female podcasting event. They're going to have, I think we're at 1,000 maybe, between, I think, 600 and 1,000 women meeting up in Atlanta for a four-day extravaganza podcasting. Like, oh my God, I cannot even wait. They're going to have fairy hair, for God's sakes, fairy hair, that sprinkly fairy hair that you put in your hair. I'm getting it for sure. That's not the best thing about the weekend. The best thing is that we're going to all get together, women podcasters, from all over the world and collab and talk and do amazing things. My panel is actually, I think I'm doing Sunday afternoon, 12 o'clock. And we get to talk about, what to take home with you, like the good tips to take home. And I'm going to be speaking about like doing podcasting right and, you know, all that good stuff. So I'm super excited to be there. I'm going to be surrounded by phenomenal women. And it's not just about, you know, even if you don't have a podcast and you're thinking about starting a podcast, it's like the most amazing place to be. You can get a virtual ticket, I'm pretty sure, still. I know tickets at this point, when you're listening to this, will be sold out. I think there were only like 71 tickets left last week, but I think you can still get a virtual ticket that's available, which is kind of cool. So yeah, join us. She Podcast Live. It's a Thursday. I'm going out to Atlanta. I'm just like flipping out. I can't even believe it. And I'm excited. So that's my birthday weekend, all about me and my birthday. But here's my gift to y'all. Take a deep breath, Jen. I'm a little bit nervous about sharing this because it's not the greatest news. And it's hard to share something like this, but I feel like it's important. And I feel like to be aware of your body is important. And I feel like, as women, sometimes our health doesn't come first. Sometimes we don't put ourselves first. Sometimes we're so busy caring about everybody else, our kids, our husbands, our families, we're worried about our job. We're worried about everything else that we forget about ourselves, and we don't read the signs, and we don't notice things that are changing in our bodies, and we ignore them. And we say, oh, I'll go to the doctor next week, or it's okay if my stomach hurts, or you know what, who cares if I haven't, you know, I don't know, pooped in 3 months. I'm just kidding. I'm exaggerating, but like, you know, things like that are important. You need to check yourself and you need to really take notice of things that are going on in your body and changes that are happening and go to the doctor. And then if the doctor says, oh, that's nothing, or, you know, let's watch it for 3 months, or it's okay if that's, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Be your own advocate and push forward and ask questions and do research. And I know everybody says stay off of Google, because Google is really super scary if you're in the wrong place and you're getting the wrong information. But be smart and educate yourself. Just be smart. And if you think that something feels wrong, or your intuition is telling you that something feels funky, it usually is. It usually is. So let me start back with my journey. I think it was about a year and a half or 2 years ago, I started having some stomach problems. I think that's where it started. Stomach problems, maybe. And, I started having like your typical gastrointestinal issues, like IBS, and my stomach hurt and bloating and all this gas stuff going on. And I kind of was like, you know what? It's nothing. It's probably nothing. And then it turned into a little bit of a something. And I went to the stomach doctor and they diagnosed me with like IBS and blah, blah, blah. And, not to get too personal, but I'm going to, but like, you know, I was constipated from this drug and this one was causing me this and blah, blah, blah. Maybe it's gluten and blah, blah. And I kind of like, you know, brushed it off. And then I had to have an endoscopy and they did, put the scope down my whatever. And they said I had a polyp here and I had, you know, GERD and blah, blah, blah. And then they found, you know, they thought it was a tumor. They called it a GIST, or, you know, GIST, a gastrointestinal submucosal tumor. And I wrote a blog and I freaked my family out and my friends were in school. Everyone thought, I thought to myself, oh my God, I'm dying. I have cancer. And around the same time, I started getting this crazy like eye infection, which like I thought to myself, oh my God, like my eye is always red and it's hurting and it's got this like goopy shit in it. And so I went to the eye doctor and one eye doctor said, it's nothing. Let's give you some antibiotic drops and blah, blah, blah. It's maybe conjunctivitis and da, da, da. And they sent me on my way. Fine. Never went away. Along the same times as the stomach. So the stomach was going on and the eye was going on and I was like having gas and bloating and blah, blah, blah. And so the stomach doctor, I kind of said to the stomach doctor, you know what? Like, I don't know, but maybe this is all connected. And my, you know, the stomach doctor's like, no, let's do another scope and we'll take you in and we'll see what this crazy tumor is and blah, blah, blah. And kind of making it short and whatever, but, went back in and the new doctor, stomach doctor, who actually did the second endoscopy said, it's actually not a tumor. It is not a tumor. it is your spleen. I actually had ultrasounds and I don't know why they didn't say it's an ultrasound, but like whatever. And they actually said it was your spleen pushing against the side of your stomach, which made it pucker. And it's not a tumor at all. I'm like, okay, great. But it's all inflammation. Everything's inflamed and it's inflammation and blah, blah, blah. And you have IBS and da, da, da. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. So no tumor, just inflammation, tons of gas. The ultrasound tech was like, we've never seen so much gas. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, whatever. So all this time, like a year has gone by and I have not cleared up my eye. My eye is still coming back. I'm getting this infection like every, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, this eye thing is flaring up. And it's just this like jelly kind of stuff over my eye and I can't see and my head hurts and my eye hurts. And I go to another eye doctor. He says the same thing. You know what? It's just this infection. Let's give you some more antibiotic drops. And I keep switching antibiotics and nothing's getting better. Finally, I'm like, you know what? This is crazy. My eye is totally like a mess. I can't wear makeup. I look like people think I'm like contagious, but I'm not contagious. So I switch eye doctors altogether. I go from a whole different practice because I've seen like two doctors in the same practice. I go to a different practice. I'm going to name the practice because this is like the woman who saved my life. Okay. So Vanessa Mills at the Providence Eye and Laser Center. And I'm only naming the good ones. I'm not going to badmouth the bad ones that totally missed everything. I'm going to tell the good ones because Vanessa Mills, I could cry. Basically, I walked in the door. It's Dr. Moziani and Dr. Mills. She looked at me and she's like, that is not an infection. That is called uveitis. And uveitis is a symptom of something different. And she didn't name it, but she said, you need to see a rheumatologist. And I looked at her, I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, you've got stuff going on internally in your body, and this is not right. And uveitis is something that is a like symptom of something bigger. And I kind of looked at her and I was like, that's crazy. I kind of like badmouthed her. I kind of got a little snippy and I was like, I think that's nuts. And she said, look, and I told her, you know, that's my stomach is bad. I have IBS. And she's like, did you mention your inflammation of your eye to your stomach doctor? And I said, yeah, she said it was stupid, that was stupid. She goes, right. Like kind of gave me a look like, does she have letters behind her name kind of look? And I was like, okay. So I kind of brushed it off. But this doctor, Dr. Mills, gave me a steroid, not an antibiotic, but a steroid. And she said, try this. And I'm telling you, within days, my eye was better. Wow, right? So this is like, oh my God, like a total aha moment. Like it wasn't an infection. It was inflammation in my eyeball, which is uveitis. It's an inflammatory, like it's like the jelly over my eye. Totally. I was like a new person, but meanwhile, steroids are dangerous in your eye, right? You can't use them long-term and they cause all this other stuff, but she's like, you need to see a rheumatologist. And of course I didn't listen because I was like, you know, this is fine. My eye's better. I'm good. And I kind of went about my day. And also I'm so super busy, right? We're all so super busy. We don't make time for ourselves. And I didn't make an appointment with a rheumatologist. Didn't. I had a speaking engagement in Detroit. I had to go home for this. I had to do this. My kids came first, blah, blah, blah. And I waited. And I went back to her because of course it came back because it keeps flaring up. Because if you don't treat the big problem, the symptoms don't go away. Because when you have an autoimmune disease, which is what I was diagnosed with this month, it doesn't go away when you treat the symptoms. You have to treat the entire disease. So take a deep breath. And I'm only telling you and sharing this with you because I'm giving you a gift. It's called my gift of self-awareness and self-love and self-care. And I don't want to cry, but do what you have to do to make time to take care of yourself, because I was diagnosed this month, last month actually, with something called ankylosing spondylitis, which is in fact an autoimmune disease. It's in the family of lupus and MS and Hashimoto's, all of those diseases. There are actually 13 of them. They are genetic and they are autoimmune diseases, and you cannot treat the symptoms. You have to treat it like, let me give you an example, like a fire burning from the outside of the building, right? And let's say you only put out the fire from the outside, but the inside of it is, they're still burning, right? That's, you can't treat it that way. You have to treat from the inside out. So now, this amazing, fantastic woman, Vanessa Mills, who I actually took a present to her after I saw the rheumatologist, that she said to me, Jennifer, this is not okay. You need to go now. She said this week, because I went back to her and she said, this week you need to see the rheumatologist. She got me in immediately. We drew blood, 12 vials, and I actually have the marker, which is the HLA-B27. It's a protein. It's a marker for ankylosing spondylitis, which I can't even say it. I just learned. And it's, if you say that 12 times fast, you get a present. I'll send you a hat. Truth Hurwitz hat. If you can say that, it's ankylosing spondylitis. It sounds like some kind of like, I don't know, special dinosaur from the dark ages, but it's ankylosing spondylitis and it is super rare. And, I can explain to you what it is. Don't Google it. You'll be scared for me. I was scared. I was horrified. My family was horrified. I'm going to be okay. I have to have infusions, which I'm not so thrilled about. Every 6 weeks I have to go for infusions of, immunoglobulin infusions. Could be worse. I'm going to be okay. I have to change my lifestyle. I have to stop eating gluten, which sucks because I love bread and I love all that good stuff, but it's part of the life that I'm now living. But, Dr. Charles Withers is my new rheumatologist. He's amazing. He's in Charlotte and I'm blessed to be surrounded by amazing family and friends, and I'm freaking out. I'm going to cry, but my sister's been amazing and my mom has been amazing. She's, you know, we're all kind of freaking out a little bit, but like my boyfriend is my rock, and it's scary because I have no family here and they're all in Detroit and LA and, in Japan. And I really have very few super close friends here that I can even imagine, going and sitting for 2 hours every 6 weeks to have an infusion. I haven't started them yet. Hopefully my insurance is going to cover them because they're super expensive. And I don't know how anybody can have an autoimmune disease and not be able to, they're so expensive without insurance. I don't know how people do this. I have an amazing insurance agent that I just started with, Katie McGee. She's amazing. I'm giving her a shout out too. But like y'all, you have to listen to your intuition and you have to take care of your bodies. You know, my whole life I thought of like I was a hypochondriac, you know, like women are always made to feel like, I think maybe some men too, like big babies or you got to just go on with your day or, you know, this is so weird. But like ankylosing, if you Google it, it's all about your spine fusing and your joints hurting. And eventually it causes something called bamboo spine where your discs, you have degenerative spine disorder disease and scoliosis and that kind of thing. So they did like all these baseline spine, x-rays. And I do have scoliosis. I had no idea, but like I would sit in a movie theater. I still do. I sit in a movie theater and I can't get up afterwards. It hurts to walk down the stairs. And this has been for years. I'm like, oh, that's just normal. Right? Because I'm a dancer. I've danced my whole life. I was a cheerleader. It's just the pain I'm supposed to have. It's not normal. It's not normal, y'all. It's not normal at 47 years old to not be able to walk up a flight of stairs and have, and not have, you know, you're not supposed to have knee and joint pain or lower back pain when you wake up every morning. Every morning I wake up and I'm like, oh, my lower back is killing me. But you know what? That's not normal. I thought it was. I thought I was just sleeping funny. It's not normal. It's not normal to have a jelly-like fluid over your eyeballs. Okay. It's not normal. So you got to take the big picture of things. And you got to slow down. So this has like completely changed my whole outlook on things. I've been a stress ball for the last 2 years, 3 years, a ball of stress since my divorce. And this has like been such a wake-up call for me because now I'm doing things that make me happy. Now when I get a phone call and someone says, can you come to such and such a thing and do a book signing? Like, guess what? If it doesn't pay me or it doesn't make me happy, or it doesn't bring me joy, or I don't love the person or people, or they don't, you know, it makes me stressed out. I'm not doing it. I'm saying no. I no longer have the time or the energy to surround myself with people that don't bring me joy. My body's more important. My children are more important. My family's more important. I said to my boys when I told them about this, I'm like, guys, this is a wake-up call for me. I'm giving myself my birthday gift is giving myself back my life. So happy birthday to me. And happy birthday to y'all because now you guys need to go and make a list. Sit down and make a list of what's the most important thing to you. Is it your health? Is it your family? Is it what is it? What brings you joy every single day? Because, this is like, crying, such a wake-up call for me, you know, like such a wake-up call. And I'm sharing because it's who I am. It's just the truth that I'm sharing, you know, and it has been a really tough three or four years. And people see the happy, the social media is such bullshit. You know, people put up their posts and, oh, and the life coaches that are so freaking perfect and everyone's so perfect and their families are so perfect and their traveling is so perfect. No, it's not. It's life is hard and it's tough and it's difficult. And you only see the good. You don't see the no's that I've gotten and the struggles that I've gone through, but you know what? Like, it's okay. It's okay. This stuff makes it real. It gives you a slap in the face to just take a deep breath and get your shit together. So I'm getting my shit together and I'm doing things that make me happy. So happy to me is now changed. My happy looks different and I'm really freaking out about this first infusion. It's in a couple weeks and I don't even know what it's going to look like for me. I don't know, like sitting in that room and I don't know what it's going to look like for me, but hopefully it's going to make me feel better. And hopefully my eyes will get better and not worse. My prescription has already changed and I already see blurry kind of, at night and my eyeballs hurt. And, I had to cancel a photo shoot next week because I have to wear my glasses because I woke up this morning with the flare up. So don't feel bad for me because I don't feel bad for me. I feel good for me because things are going to get better. But I just want y'all to be aware of your bodies. And if you think that you have something going on inside, go to the doctor and just get a blood test and check yourself because knowing and having knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. So thanks for listening to me ramble. And that's it. Thank you. And thank you to everybody who's been such a strong support system. My sister and my mom and my family and my boyfriend, Jim, who's my freaking rock. He's my rock. And he'll be embarrassed because I'm talking about him, but I don't care. And my girlfriends and everybody, y'all, you guys are awesome. And one day when I feel like I'm ready, because I'm not yet, I will start doing some fundraising for the AS Foundation. I'm just not ready yet. I'm not there. But when I am, I will go to the ankylosing spondylitis. They have a group here in Charlotte, some kind of like support group. I'm just not ready. But I will be soon. I have to start doing yoga every day again because you have to be like all like limber and like, you know, what is it called? Like flimsy and stretchy and bouncy. And I'm going to get there. The gluten thing is freaking me out. So I'm going to get there too. Oh my God. Everybody have some bread and think about me this weekend on my birthday, October 12th. And everybody listen to Doing Divorce Right podcast. And if you like this episode or you like any of the episodes, please rate 5-star review and all that good stuff. And just be happy and love each other. And happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy. Thanks for being here. And thank you to Worthy, my sponsor. Go look at Worthy.com, y'all. It is awesome. And if you have an engagement ring lying around, go and sell it with Worthy because it is freaking amazing. And that's it. Everybody, thanks for listening. And, you know, as always, peace, love, and so much truth. Thanks for listening to Doing Divorce Right. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe, recommend, rate, and review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Want to keep the podcast going? Support us by going to www.jenniferhurwitz.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.